Subworld, welcome to the positive truth, uplifting, and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you today?
I'm doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Stupendous as well.
We have two positive news stories for this Positive Tuesday. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, rate and review. Those five-star reviews help us so much. Let's spread our message of positivity that we're trying to give out to the world. If you send us a positive news story with a five-star review and a comment, we will send you a Positive Truth t-shirt for
$3.99.
What do you have for your positive news story, sir?
Man, I'm coming to you from WTVR CBS 6 News. A Virginia high school is actually doing something amazing. Through an automated technology program at Louisa County High School, teens are learning real-world skills while making a real difference in their community. They have a program that gives 11th graders hands-on experience working on actual vehicles, teaching them that everything from the basic mechanics on how cars' electrical system work to just straight up repairing the vehicle. Now, what they do is they get cars donated to them and they give them to single mothers out in their community. They also repair certain cars that get brought to them and they sell them for a cheap price as well, too. This story right here is amazing in itself. Again, you have juniors in high school. They come together. They put together cars. They find out what moms in the community actually need a car, and they give it to them. There's students in the school that actually parents get the car given to them, and the look on their eyes when they see their parents actually get a vehicle, it's just overwhelming. The school leaders actually teamed up with a nonprofit called Giving Words to find the mothers. So they actually outsource this to make sure they're finding the right mothers that need it. And I just thought this was a 10 out of 10 idea when there's a lot of automated programs throughout the country and there's a lot of cars that just aren't working. So for people to be able to donate them to these schools and then to give them to people that actually need them, I think is a 10 out of 10 idea. And shout out to every high school student that's involved in this. I hope more schools and more people get involved and do things like this in their community.
Car problems are the worst.
Facts.
Having reliable transportation is a game changer. This is probably top two positive news stories of the year, if we're being honest. It's such a simple thing. It's public funded education using our taxes where kids are learning real life skills that they're using to fix cars, which is helping clean up the planet, giving it to people in need.
If you can't give money, give time. If you can't give time, give your skill.
All because of a program. Why is this program not everywhere?
Yeah, let's inspire some, man. Let's inspire some, because this is amazing to me. I thought about it, and I was like, U.S. Grant had a small automotive shop, and I know we didn't have any cars in there, but there was kids that knew how to do some stuff. For the most part, I know you and I weren't working on cars like that. So the fact that a bunch of kids know how to work on a vehicle now, it's going to help them out for the rest of their lives, but they're helping their community. Yeah, man, this should be everywhere. Give these kids an assignment all year round. I guarantee you they would show up and get extra credit.
Having a goal instead of just assignments also helps. So you could do this with like carpentry, build a ramp for somewhere. You could do this for while you're in tech, build a program for yourself. Build a program that you're going to use on your resume. Top three positive news stories, sir.
I
actually changed mine up because I was like, all right, Tim's coming correct today. So I got to have that too.
Let's get it.
I'm going back to New Mexico. We've already done positive news stories on how they're doing free childcare for everyone in need. And they've just launched a new, everyone in need, doesn't matter your income. They've just launched a new pilot program. This comes from KOB.com that will pay qualifying high school students experiencing homelessness $500 a month to help them stay in school. It's run by the New Mexico Public Education Department. And it expands on an earlier pilot called the Guaranteed Payment for Attendance Program. About 330 students in grades 10 to 12 across 12 school districts and one charter school are enrolled in the initiative. They get monthly payments. They got to show up to class, 92% attendance, complete assignments, attend tutoring sessions, and they get a counselor. The pilot program is saying if kids are in such a dire need that they're homeless in high school, they basically have no chance. This pilot program wants to give them tutoring sessions, a counselor. It also gives them a financial advisor because it says that money is imperative to have them attend school, get the transportation, food, and basic needs to not get trapped in a cycle of homelessness.
Absolutely.
Such a simple thing from a governor that has done a lot of great things.
Free daycare.
Free daycare for everyone. Doesn't matter how much money you're making. They've done this and they do free associate's degree as long as you graduate from New Mexico Public Schools and you go to a community college. Three basic things with just a small tax raise on oil companies can go a long way.
Yeah, and that can change your whole entire future, your whole entire family's future. In all reality, a lot of setbacks for a lot of people we know and that actually work for us, daycare. I can't pay for school, so I can't go back to school. Things of that nature. So the fact that
I can't afford a car.
Exactly. So the stories that we just hit today, there's people out here that are willing to help. And if you can get ahead like that and actually be in communities like this, man, you can get ahead. Your kids can get ahead. You want to start where you guys started at, where we started at. Shout out to these stories today, man. These are amazing.
Before we get out of here, we like to pause and do audio meditation. It's where Tim and I talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, you often overlook all the great things going on in your own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
My aunt and my uncle, Titi Lucy, Theo Tommy, they're actually both listening. They've been listening pretty consistently, so I need to come correct or they're going to put me on blast.
Are they going to snitch you out if you roast Edna?
No, facts. Facts.
I'm grateful for government and using government and governors and just people using taxes to actually help the basic citizens. I understand military is important, but the rest of the cash should go towards a standard of living. And, you know, we don't all need catching for every little thing. It's, oh, you got a parking ticket. There should be a program that pays for your parking ticket. No. But for like programs like this, childcare, transportation, schooling, those things should be taken care of. Healthcare, all of those things, basic things that really mess your life up. All of the governments, the small local state governments that are making a difference. We need to vote for them for the federal government. That's all I'm saying. So I'm grateful for them today.
Indubitably. I spoke with one of our staff members about how New Mexico is providing free daycare. And they were like, I think I should move. I was like, man, that is hilarious.
That's all it takes.
Indeed. Indeed it does.
All it takes is a few small things to make a big difference in your own life and a state's living conditions. Tim, do you have a quote before we get out of here?
And the meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.